USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour,
what happened to the informants? And where is the IG?
President Trump and Republicans on Capitol Hill pressuring Democrats for transparency in their ongoing impeachment inquiry. Republicans want information, transcripts, and audio recordings from the closed-door hearings, and they want to hear from the mysterious whistleblower. Republicans and Democrats coming together on Capitol Hill to pay respects to Maryland Congressman Democrat Elijah Cummings, who passed away last week at the age of 68. His body lying in state in the U.S. Capitol, a funeral in Baltimore scheduled for Friday. And he's resting at home. Former President Jimmy Carter released from the hospital after falling at home and breaking his pelvis. Carter is 95. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eric, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
South Carolina Senator Republican Lindsey Graham taking action against Democrats over their closed-door meetings in the House. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Graham is pushing a resolution condemning the impeachment inquiry.
The purpose of the resolution is to let the House know that the process you're engaging in regarding the attempted impeachment of President Trump is out of bounds.
Talking with reporters at the Capitol, the South Carolina Republican called the House inquiry a closed-door illegitimate process.
It's a star chamber type inquiry, and it's a substantial deviation from what the House has done in the past regarding impeachment.
Ohio Congressman Democrat Tim Ryan pulling out of the 2020 presidential race after failing to gain traction. He tells supporters in a video on Twitter,
"We've given voice to the forgotten communities and the forgotten people in the United States. And while it didn't work out quite the way we planned, this voice will not be stifled."
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
New details being released about the upcoming Democratic debate, the fifth one, if you are keeping count. It turns out all of the people asking the questions this round will be women. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
NBCNews.com and WashingtonPost.com have announced the moderators for the fifth Democratic primary debate. And they're all women. The November 20th event will be moderated by MSNBC hosts Rachel Maddow and Andrea Mitchell, NBC News White House correspondent Kristen Welker, and the Post's White House reporter Ashley Parker. The event expected to be smaller in scope than the previous debates, with fewer candidates expected to qualify. And CNN's broadcast in October lasted 3 hours. This is to take just two, running from 9 p.m. to 11 Eastern.
Taking a look now at your money, a mixed bag on Wall Street. The Dow down 28 points to close at 26,805. The NASDAQ gaining 66 points. The S&P 500 up almost 6 points. To Sonoma County, California, where wildfires raging again because conditions so dry. Evacuations and blackouts in the town of Geyserville. This woman telling Fox News,
"I know some people have been upset, but for me, I just remember how scary it was when the fires did happen, and I kind of see it as, you know, I would rather take the precaution."
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.